This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
What a fantastic way to start our Saturday morning than talking to the artiste herself, London-born, Sydney-based Cleo. Welcome to Joy Weekend Brekkie again.
Hello, good morning.
Morning. Hey, congratulations, Cleo.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy that you love it. People seem to be loving it everywhere, so it makes me so happy.
And you know, I think that your last track, We Got Music, it's such a good song. And I'm thinking, oh my God, how on earth do you follow up with something else to match that? But you've done it. It's really good. Golden Glow,
yay!
Brand new single.
One of the things, Cleo, the artwork or the imagery that came through on your media release, yeah. I'm going to describe it for those playing along at home. I didn't even know you could get a mirror ball bra, which looks hot.
Mm-hmm.
And is mm-hmm. the glitter on you or the silver on your face, is that a mask or was that actually painted on? You look stunning.
No, it was painted on. Thank you. Everything you see was actually there. I feel like people probably thought it was very AI, but it's not. Like, I had the mirror ball pieces stuck on and then
onto your boobies.
Rhinestones. Yes. Yeah. A friend of mine helped me make them.
Stunning.
Yeah.
How long did it take for all of that to happen before the photo click?
Yeah. Quite a while. We actually shot that a little while ago. I've been sitting on that image and that photo shoot for a while, finding the right time to use it, and Golden Glow just felt like the perfect time.
Indeed.
And then, but it gives you the Golden Glow completely. Now, people who don't know you, Claire, you're a massive supporter of our community. And in the last song you had, We Got Music, you had a whole bunch of drag queens in there, including the wonderful Hannah Conda. How do you work with the queer community up there in Sydney?
I have loved being a part of the community for many years now, and they are just so supportive for me. And I remember someone saying to me, a queen once saying to me, if you support them, they'll support you. And it's so true. Mm. And I've always been a huge supporter, and I just love that community so much. And I was so grateful to have them in my music video. Hannah's a good friend of mine. She was actually out last night with me celebrating this release. She's been such a big support. It's wonderful.
What time did you get home?
Not too bad. Okay.
Because you sound great. Like, I'm thinking, you don't sound dusty at all.
Okay, great. My voice is probably a little bit lower than it normally is, but that's great.
Hey, one of the questions, your music is really popular in Ibiza. And in the day clubs particularly, have you been and performed over there?
I haven't. I was very tempted to last year, especially when We Got Music came out, because I was over in Europe, but I never made it over there. It's on my list to do.
Paul and I'm open to a trip if you need.
We'll take you to Ibiza. I've been there many times, yes. Cleo. I can work my way around there. Now, I was talking to Cleo yesterday, and I was over in Europe at the same time Cleo was in Europe last year.
Yeah.
And I happened to be in London and went to a bar, called the Admiral Duncan. And I was having a few drinks with some of that. So I went there, Cleo, to watch a few queens with some of my straight girlfriends. And I saw on your socials, Cleo was there the week after performing at the very same club that I was there. But Cleo tells me that we were actually in the same place at the same time, because I was in London for London Pride. So what were you actually doing on the day of the Pride March in London, Cleo?
I was marching with the company, a radio company that I used to work for in London called Global Radio. I worked there for many years before I came to Australia. And when they heard I was coming over, they said, we're marching. And knowing I'm such a big supporter of the community, asked if I wanted to join them. And it was the most fun. It was an incredible experience. And then after that, I got glammed up and ran to the Admiral Duncan and performed. And it was amazing.
Oh, I wish I was there. I said yesterday, I got taken to quite a few different parties. And I don't really remember the end of my evening. But I used to party like no tomorrow in Soho, in Old Compton
Street.
Back
in the day.
That was my haunt. So much so, I tell the story that when I went back there, I've been in Australia for about 5 years.
Mm.
And I went back to Old Compton Street on a night out. And I went to my old cab rank. And the
My cab rank.
My old cab rank. And the guy said to me, Paul, I've not seen you for ages. ages. How oh, you, no. how you been keeping? Are you still living in the same house in Wandsworth? It's like, oh my gosh,
amazing.
Half to 5 years.
Wow.
So Cleo, brand new song, Golden Glow. You've been busy doing other stuff apart from writing songs. Am I right in saying you're a great fan of Club Broadway?
Yes, I am. Club Broadway has been the most incredible gift that's come into my life. And the DJ Dan Murphy, who puts on the event, has been so kind to make me his Sydney resident diva. And so I perform every month at these events, and they are just incredible. It's just a room filled with hundreds, sometimes thousands, of musical theatre fans. Just so much love in the room. Everyone living their best life, belting just musical theatre songs out at the top of their lungs. And it's incredible. And I get to go on stage and belt out some of my favourite songs, from Disney to Les Mis last time. And it's a very different side to what I do, very different to disco, but I just have the best time.
So Cleo, I'm struggling. I've never been to or heard of anything like this. So it's like a like a nightclub, but instead of it being bangers and bops, it's Broadway.
Well, I mean, they are that.
Well, they are bangers. But wow, imagine that. That sounds really fun. Yes,
and they have them in Melbourne. They're every month as well. He goes all around Australia.
Paul, do you go?
It's incredible.
I'm desperate to. Remember we had, I don't want to name drop here, but Andrew and I had lunch with Steve Pinnell's. And Steve is a friend of Dan. So we were talking about trying to do something. It would just be the most fun thing. I just think they are such great songs. And what a simple idea.
It's incredible. I highly recommend it. And next Saturday, we're doing a big one outdoors in Darling Harbour for Vivid. So very excited about that.
That's so cool. Now tell us, when you're going to come down to Melbourne, Clear, because you've got a lot of fans down here. I know you perform in Sydney. When are you going to come down here and bring the act down?
When will you have me?
Oh, you are welcome anytime.
There's a chair with your name on it.
Put something in the diary. Love that. I really will. I will very soon. The next few months, I'll come down there. So, yeah, save a chair for me.
Can we just say congratulations again on the brand new single, Golden Glow. Cleo, it's a banger. We are really excited to feature it as this week's song. And, yeah, next time you're in the area, please come down to Joy. We'd love to see you.
I absolutely will. Thank you so much for your support. It means so much to me.
Cheers. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.